I'm taking some time off because I'd like to reflect. Sift through my archives if you need you a fix. I've constructed a podcast and it's not just for kicks. It's for the dreamers still dreaming. Here's my guideline to the mix. I'm going to have some time with the kiddos, play some squid games, tiddlywinks, pick up sticks. Try to have a life, sell some ass, turn some tricks. I'll tell you a joke, you sensitive fucks, don't be no snitch. I'll take a step back, get a new perspective, see what I've missed. Every Tuesday for 2 years, what's the phase on your list? It's around three around me, I grow on you like a sis. If I'm trying to beat this dead horse, I gotta get better with the Switch. Nintendo, my endo, I'll be back in the day.
Again, once again, man, it's the new year. New year, new you, maybe. Maybe, how y'all doing? It's been a minute. How'd y'all like that poem? How'd y'all like that? I figured I'd start it off with the poem that I wanted to end everything off with. And I needed a hiatus, man. I needed a break. Everybody needs a break at some point in time. Man, how y'all doing? We still out here dream chasing. Don't worry. It don't stop. It don't stop. Shit is coming. Shit is going. Shit is moving along. Things are fucking moving. I got my coughing. I got my little spliff. But hey, man, we rocking. It ain't been all peaches and cream. No, how y'all been? Y'all been all right? Everybody over in a distant land and shit. Man, it has been quite some time. I realized I do not have my lighter. Psst. Can you grab my lighter for me? One thing. It's okay. I'm getting a lighter in a second. It's coming. Yeah. There we go. I got it. That's fun, living pussy. But yes, life has been grand. It has, I've been moving along, cause you got to keep going, cause it don't stop. Bullshit is still the bullshit, and the bullshit comes, man. But have y'all still been dreaming? Have y'all haven't? I've almost gotten away from it. It has almost gotten away from me, but I've wrangled it back in. Like, the creativity was almost lost to a nigga for a minute. But it's starting to slowly seep back in, and I'm starting to feel a little better. You remember the haze? The haze was hazy. It was hazy. Things are starting to, I mean, sometimes, at some point they clear up, but at some point they don't clear up. You know, it fluctuates. It goes in and out, and I'm not really sure how to deal with it, but you know, we all just strolling on through it. I talked to the homies and everything. I've actually gotten some writing exercises from a friend, which was all good. That is helpful because, man, nigga has been through some shit. Okay, nigga has been through some shit. I just had to set things down for a minute and just, you know, fucking relax, cause oh boy, shit got rough. Things have, I mean, it ain't gonna get the boy down. I'ma still choo-choo, you know, keep on chugging along. But, you know, I asked the question of, nigga, is this a test? Like, why me? Why is this happening to me? What did I do? What the fuck did I do? You know, it always gives you question. It makes you question. Life makes you question your sanity. just because it's like, nigga, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now or where I'm supposed to go from here. Like, why did this happen? Did I punch a baby? Did I kick somebody in the twat? I'm not sure. Like, is someone mad at me? Is this voodoo? I thought I got away from the voodoo, bitch. I'm in Texas now. They don't do voodoo in Texas, nigga. It ain't nothing but barbecues and hooking. And I don't understand what the fuck might be happening to me. Like, Jesus Christ, did somebody have a lock of my head? Did I drop my dread somewhere and somebody picked it up and then cussed that motherfucker? I have the slightest clue of what might be going on. Oh, did I come with the applause in? Boom, the applause after the poem. That's how I was supposed to come in with the applause. But, you know, I got the sound effects, man. We trying. We moving along and shit. But, I don't know. We've had this debate because not everybody's the same. And it's fun. It's a fun little debate. Depending on where you from, this question might pertain to you. But, like, so there's words, there's phrases that people use everybody says it, but not everybody says it the same. Okay, like Jimmy rigging, Jerry rigging, nigger rigging. How you say it? Yeah, not everybody say it the same. Just to let you know, not everybody know that it's said differently. Ain't that crazy? Like when you jerry rig something's like, why are you saying it? White folks say jerry rig. Some white folks might say nigga rig, but you shouldn't say nigga rig. Jimmy rig, depending on what region you stay in is where your term, what would you call that? I don't know what those are. Jimmy rigging, jerry rigging, nigga rigging, what do you call that? Like idioms or something? That's not idioms, but still, you get it, right? Like, oh, here's a prime example. Like, you know how when you go up to a door, right? And when you was littler, you used to go up to a door and you used to knock on that motherfucker and then run. Yeah, people still do that. Some people don't do that. And what do you call it? I call it nigga knocking. Some people call it ding dong ditch. okay, not everybody calls it the same thing. Ding dong ditch. Or stash and dash or something like that. Not everybody calls it the same thing. That's wild, ain't it? That's wild. Not everybody knows that it's called something different until you tell somebody that. And it's like, oh my God, that's where that comes from. Yeah. Picnic? Pick a nigga? Mm-hmm. They used to come out and eat food. Anyway. Yeah. Fucking knocking on the door. Police? Maybe. I don't know. It's probably treacherous to be nigga knocking nowadays. Like, you don't know who gonna come to the door, what might be happening, or, nigga, if there might be a dispute on the inside, nigga, shit, nigga might start dumping through the door. You never know nowadays. You gotta be careful out here. You definitely gotta be careful. You like this, You loosen your note. But, happy New Year, folks. Happy fucking New Year. It is the New Year. And it has been some, I don't know, like the things have progressed. Things have so progressed so quickly. Nigga, we got at-home COVID test. At home. Nigga, you can take your own COVID test at your house and get the results. Ain't that wild? That's wild. It's so fast, so quick. Is it trusty? I guess. I don't know. I've used them. Use both brands. That's crazy. I mean, you can still go to the hospital. You can still go to the emergency clinic and, you know, get your tested, all that done. But also, you can do it at your house. Ooh, and The prices differ for these at-home COVID tests. Like Walgreens, you can get a pack, $28, got two in there. CVS, fucking price gouging. And then you gotta go online and you gotta get an app for that one. Like, but CVS got one, you get one for $38. It's like, really? They gotta pay $86 for both of these COVID tests. You a whole for that CVS. But hey, that CVS. Make your money, I guess. If that's what's about to happen in the economy right now, nigga. Motherfuckers is taking advantage. Right? And now just the CDC said that it fuck you know, you don't need to have you don't need to be vaccinated now. It's like, oh, yeah, that's fucking everything up. It's like, first you tell us, boom, get vaccinated. Now we don't need to be. Man, what the fuck is going on out here? It is wild. It is wild. 2022 has started off with a bang. Man, 2021, they took Betty White from us. They took Betty. Why they took Betty? Come on, Betty was rolling through, man. It was too many eyes on Betty. That's what it was. Betty had to go. Oh. R.I.P. to the Betty White, man. But ain't gonna stop. You gotta keep moving, man. Gotta keep trucking along. Gotta keep trucking along. At this point, Dab, the reason why I'm to be able to do this right now because all of the entertainment, all of the thought juices have started to roll back, man. I'm not thinking of electrical so much. Thinking of, lost another job. That's how it happens. This time, I didn't feel it was fair. It wasn't fair this time. Like, thinking that, like, I got canned. Canned, I guess. It's some bullshit, man. I had to speak my mind. And motherfucker, shit happens like that, man. I feel as if it's right to go ahead and speak up for yourself. You can't just be fucking knocked down because you're the little guy on the totem pole. No, fuck that. No, I don't believe in that. I don't think that's right. I think you have a right to go ahead and, you know, freedom of speech. Good, but hey, if it's not your shit, bitch, you can't really say shit. Can't really say much. But I did. Over an earbud in my ear. I understand that, you know, you're not supposed to have earbuds on the job site. They don't want you to have them. There, they don't want you to have them. But they want you to have earplugs. Make sure you cover your ears. Something. I don't know. It's wild. They give you earplugs. But earbuds, nah. If you got something melodically or someone else speaking in your ear, can distract you. I'm hands free. That shit. Also, I have business to take care of besides what I'm doing at work. Cause I'm an adult. I do other things. You know, I can multitask as well. And that's why they gave me the big bucks. Thing. I do what I do and I get it done. Even the big high man that fucking owns the building came and was like, "Nigga, you doing this for me? Nigga, this is my shit, and you doing this for me on a Saturday? Boom, let me take your picture. Put you on my goddamn commercial. Look what these niggas is doing for us. Getting it done. That's what I do. I get it done. So I felt it was kind of unfair and unjust for you to come to me, sir, and be like, hey, you got an earbud in your ear. You know what? I could have lied to your fucking face. But, you know, we don't need to get into this. We don't need to get in that. That, and, you know, me, boom, I'm heated like that. This is why I lost my job. And so, you know, I still work for a temp service. So, boom, temp service just gives you another job. I'm supposed to be having another one today. So it doesn't slow a nigga down, but it also keeps a nigga from doing what he really wants to do. Like, I always come over here and say I don't want a job. But, yeah, I got to have a job because, nigga, I live a life of luxury at the moment. And, you know, to keep that up, nigga, this fucking comedy is not there. But the job, it picks up. From time to time. Now I have 3 other gigs coming up, which is nice. February gigs, February 4th, February 18th, and February 14th. Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't slow things down. Is the universe speaking to me? I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it feels so. I meditate. I've been saying my affirmations. How y'all been doing? Y'all been getting it in? Fucking thinking positive about yourself? You got to. You got to, because that's not the only bad thing. Like, nigga, that doesn't lose their job. Man, I don't want to bring everybody down, but, you know, shit happens. And I keep moving. You keep moving, keep smiling. Don't let them know. But, you know, fucking on top of that, if y'all remember the last time I spoke, this probably come out right away since I just need to fucking come back and do what I do. I got everything else backlogged and, you know, it's still going to go back to, oh, nigga, this was then. Yeah, so you understand. But you know, the December show that we have for Gigi, you can check that out. You can check that out on YouTube, on Geneva Joy's YouTube page. They have the sets from the Christmas comedy special, which was a good time. Fucking fun. I had a fucking blast. I love, because that, man, you know, that's what I do, man. Comedy is my thing, man. It's like a bicycle. And I said, you don't not learn how to ride it anymore. Just get back on the pedals and keep going again. And that's what I wanted to do. I've been fucking writing jokes down. Keytars, nigga. Remember keytars, nigga? Oh, I love them. Motherfucking keytars. My brother had a keytar. I used to sneak and steal that bitch out of his room all the time. He does not know. He might know. He might know now. But I used to steal that bitch all the time out of his room. And I would go play with that motherfucker. We never had C batteries put in that bitch. We never had C batteries. But still, fucking mash them keys, goddammit. Yeah, I'd fuck over his goddamn key tie. I didn't put that bitch exactly where I found it, just so he wouldn't beat my ass, you know. It's the type of big brother I had. I had that type of big brother. Taught you some things, nigga. That's love. And these soft ass kids don't have that nowadays. Motherfucking keytars, I love it. These kids too soft now. But still, man, you know, fucking, this is it good times. Good. It's not gonna stop me. I miss the jokes. I miss being able to get up on stage and shit. And fucking jobs was keeping me from that, but it was keeping me wealthy. And it's not like I can't, you know, monetize that and get to things and doing. Cause I'm at a nest egg right now, to where it's just like, all right, nigga, you good here, go from there. So I think that's what this is telling me. And you know, we'll see where it goes. Still dream chasing. This is how it is. Tell me a joke. Well, ain't no jokes told. But, you know, I think that I did just tell a joke just now. But don't worry about that. we moving, man. We moving along. I'm trying to move along a little bit faster. But right now, the insurance company is fucking over me. Just because, like, after I did that show on Christmas, I mean, in December, after I did that show, I came back home. And, like, 10 minutes from the house, I wound up running into a back of a flatbed truck that was sticking out on the side of the road at like 2 o'clock in the morning on a foggy fucking day. 20 minutes from the house. Boom. Barely got out of the way of it. And shoof, you know, the damage is more than the worth of the car. So, they told him my shit. Yeah, boom. And I had just paid the last payment. That bitch was mine. It was my car that I finally, first time ever paying the car off. And bang, that's what happens. So, you know, shit happens. But, you know, I'm a big boy. I've had insurance, and insurance pays that shit off. And you get a settlement. And I made more money. It's crazy. You know, I don't know how it works. I don't like that it works that way, and I'm mad that. Yeah, I mean, I'm still getting to keep my car though. I'm just gonna fix that bitch. But still, I don't. It's terrible that, you know, insurance is a scam, man. Fuck what you're talking about. I just glad that I had it, because now, even though I've fucked my things over, it's mine now. I can just go ahead and tinker with that like it's a toy that I own, a very expensive toy, and then just buy another one. So that's how that's happening, yeah. So don't be too discouraged. I can't be too discouraged. And, you know, I just keep on moving. That's the whole thing. New year, new you? Maybe. I don't know. I gained 20 pounds. Oh, man, I put on my daddy weight. Finally, I was able to get up there. It wasn't on my own. Like, I ain't just been eating steak and potatoes. I've been drinking Boost. 530 calories, a very high caloric Boost drink, just so I can get the fucking weight up there. Give me some. Yeah, give me some. Because, nigga, fuck what you're talking about. I don't like getting pushed around by the, any day. Any windy day, nigga, it is terrible for me. We don't like that. Shh. I gotta be careful. I'm 36 years old. I can't just be getting pushed around on a gusty morning. Calm down. What the fuck we doing around here? I need to start making more merch. You can check my shit out on maniacalminutes.com. I'm gonna pump that so much. And Maniacal Minutes Comedy on YouTube, because, man, ever since being hacked, it's like, man, what the fuck? I don't really care for the socials too much, but if you want to see what I got going on, man, because I got so much shit that I'm about to just dump on y'all, okay? So be ready for that, because this is just going to get, keep listening to this, keep listening to me do this, and keep listening to me upgrade. I'm trying, I'm upgrade even more, because the way I just fixed the squeal on this mic, nigga, that motherfucker was talking to me earlier. I was like, man, what the fuck going on? It is the cord, and I fixed that shit. So, yeah, and it ain't about to slow me down. And anybody hold me back. Oh no, something like that. I got to keep on moving. Yeah, fucking. It's good though. It's good. Well, for my hiatus, my break, I've been relaxing, calming down like my in-house pussy, so say. It really taught me to fucking just, like, nigga, take it the fuck easy. Like, nigga, it's a marathon, not a sprint, nigga. Like everybody's been saying, there's no need to keep rushing and doing things. You got all this life ahead of you still, nigga. To say I got a whole nother 36 of this, because I mean, you know, how that you can't. It's where it's gonna go. 70 fucking. I'm gonna live past 70. You got to 80. You got a whole 36 of this. And motherfuckers, but comics be old and they be good. So I don't need to. You know, just I'm gonna keep following my dream. What dreams do y'all have? You can email me at tellmeajokeyo@gmail.com. You know, just, I don't know. You don't have to. I get it. I get what it is. Like and subscribe, my shit. It feels weird when people say that. And I don't care. I just love the feedback when niggas hit me up directly. And it's like, nigga, you stupid, son. I like that. I like that. People do that. People do hit me up, because like most people that listen to me are like legit friends, and some people aren't, but they still hit me up, and like, but not on what I say to hit me up on, which is weird. Okay, sure, do your thing. You don't email, you're not a person to email. CC me, man. But you know, it's whatever. I'm with it. I still fucks with however I get my feedback, and I love it, you know. It's still me just doing things, you know. I'm asking for a little more help nowadays, just because you can't do it by yourself. Say, hey, man, everybody out here got a team. LeBron got a team, all right? Understand that, nigga. UFC fighters, nigga, they got a team. Even though they in there by themselves, how you think that ring corner get there? They corner man? Come on, that's a team right there, man. That cut man, it's a team. Nigga, your coach is over there fucking yelling, hey, nigga, watch the guillotine, bitch. Watch the rear naked. Fucking slip that jab. It's a team, son. You know, you can't just be over here by yourself thinking you He-Man ain't gonna do it all. I could try, you know, but it's not fun. It definitely wears down on your mental. But, you know, we learn from our mistakes and we get better from them. And I've made many mistakes. I've made so many mistakes. And I'm learning from them. They hurt when they happen. Oh man, I've went through some shit in the past couple of days. I've been through some shit, and you know, no, not everybody likes the shit when you go through it. But you come out a better person, hopefully, on the other side. And you know, everybody go through some shit. Don't think you know that you're the only person that's just dealing with the bullshit. And everybody deals with it. And some people's bullshit is more greater than yours. Nigga, you ain't in jail. You ain't in prison. Ain't that a good thing? Nigga, you can see the outside world. Nigga, you can go outside and take a breather. Nigga, some people in jail can't do that shit. And they fucked up on something minor. Okay, so understand that. Nigga, it ain't the end of the world. But you gonna get another job. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, nigga. Just keep doing what you do, because you love doing it, right? Nigga, that's your passion. That's your art. Nigga, keep going. Yeah, I don't want to be a motivational speaker. That's not me, nigga. But I do want to motivate people to do, you know, what they love in life and know that you can get somewhere from it. I see all my friends, they getting bigger and shit, doing a whole bunch of shit. And, you know, whichever way you got to do it. Get up there and do it. You know, some people prefer doing things more legit ways. Some people don't. But they still doing what they love, even though sometimes it's not the way you should be doing it. It's getting to where, you know, you get to keep doing it. So however you do it, nigga, do it. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. It's been some crazy times out here. Most people want to, you know, especially after this whole pandemic shit, people just want to actually live life more. And I've been watching so many shows about motherfuckers living life. Nigga, Alex Honnold, fucking Solo. Motherfucker that free solos fucking mountains and shit. Nigga, they got another nigga that do some shit like Alex Honnold. He younger. And nigga, it's just like, oh, bitch, you living your life because you do what you love. This nigga, this other dude, Mike. he does exactly what Alex Honnold does, but he do it on ice. He do it on ice. Nigga, what are we doing? What? Nigga, you gonna up the danger? Nigga, you gonna free solo on some ice? Nigga, this ice just got here yesterday. Bitch, what are we doing? Nigga, what if this shit break? Bitch, that is your life. Nigga, what if there's an avalanche that happens? Oh, man, I don't want to spoil the fucking movie for you if you ain't seen it. But, oh, boy, these white boys be doing some shit. And, nigga, he slept in a stairwell. Nigga slept in the fucking the bottom of a stairwell, son, in an abandoned building. Because I gotta go climb. What the fuck? Nigga, what? Nigga, this is your life? You just... Nigga, you survive and climb, that's it, nigga. You living. He living. Hey, you can't knock him for it. Man, you are living a dangerous life, too, but that's what you love and you gonna keep doing it? Where's my passion for that? Nigga, I'm whining because I lost a job, nigga, and this nigga slept in the stairwell. In the bottom of the stairwell. He even got pussy down there. What the fuck? Man... Hey, if this nigga can do it, yeah, and he just on some, I'm going to go climb, I don't care about nothing else. Nigga, that's what you love, that's what you going to, shit. They got these other niggas that row. They row in kayaks. So many of their friends died. Fuck it, this what I do, though. I got a brain tumor, but fuck it. Nigga, I need to go fucking kayak this river that got hippos and crocodiles. What's up, white folks? Why are we doing this? Whatever. Is this reparations for slavery? I'm not sure. You don't need to do this to fucking feel sorry for us. Look how I get close to danger. You watch buku of your friends die within your circle. But fuck it, that's what you love and you gonna go do it? I need that passion. It's coming back, though. It's coming back, though. Understand it's wild out here like that, though. Man, people, Grizzly Man, have you seen it? He loved bears. Spoiler alert, he died at the end. Them bears eat him and his old lady. But Grizzly Man, so he did what he loved. Been fuck making money. What was your day job? Nothing. I'm fucking with these bears, yo. What? Where's the passion? It's still there. I'm writing. I do it. Is that what I should keep doing? Or do I put up? I'm supposed to be comical. I don't know. Just keep putting up your art. That's it. Just keep going. Man, I appreciate the homies that reach out and shit. I love that. I love it. Fucking good time, man. That's what I want to think about. That's what I want to think about this entertainment field. I just want to go get it like that. But I don't, being a nigga, we ain't never had shit. Like, we can't just be like, oh, my mama got me. Nah. And my people cool, but fuck, nigga, we ain't never was raised like that to where you just felt like you always, you're good. And nigga, I can get put in jail on some dumb shit. And then what? Like, I got more to worry about. It's just, I can't. I would love that. I've seen some people, just uproot and go. I've done that. I get it. But nigga, you can't uproot and go then fuck up where somebody don't know where you at, nigga, and then how that's gonna happen for you. Being a black man, it's terrible. It's pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult, and I gotta figure my way around it. I gotta figure my way around it to where I don't fuck up, but I still can have an okay life, you know? And it's like the cycle that I lived through, you know? Every car that I've had. I fucking hate that shit. I don't know what to do about it either. I can realize it and then just try to avoid it like it's a final destination type shit. But it's always gonna be there. And I don't know. Let's not think about that. It's very suicidal. Not even suicidal, just that was a final destination thought right there. It's wild. Anyway, man, get the bad thoughts out. Get the bad thoughts out to bring the good thoughts in. Hey, what it is. Hey, but, you know, the Maniacal Menace keeps on pushing. I keep on putting. I got a. My next little tidbit that I'm fucking with is a narrative, which I'm gonna try to narrate in a Morgan Freeman voice. I don't really have a good Morgan Freeman voice, so understand that it is just for silliness, okay? But yeah, I will give my best at trying to do a good Morgan Freeman. But I don't know how long I can keep up just fucking speaking like Morgan Freeman for a long time. I'm going to have to practice it. But, you know, I'm going to do it because it's fun. That's my art. But it also explains a whole bunch of other shit. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. And, yeah, it's good to see y'all faces. Good to know that y'all are still alive through all of this bullshit that has been happening. Man, stay safe out there. This COVID shit, I caught that. I caught that motherfucker Omicron, man. That goddamn boom, 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 touch. Yeah, it was an icebox where my heart used to be, and Omarion touched it, and I caught that bullshit. And I had no idea I had it. So crazy. Put on 20 pounds, motherfuckers like, COVID, what? And yeah, had no idea. Just recently had the test one. I was like, oh, nigga, you positive. It's like, what is happening? I had no clue at all. But whatever, they said it was like a common cold, nigga. Like, I caught a sniffle, I think, and that was it. Some coughs and everything, but, you know, other than that, nigga, I was fine. And, you know, and it's gone now, so it's just like, I didn't even lose smell or nothing like that. And he's just like, okay, I guess. Thank you. You know, still vaccinated and all. Boom, now you got them fucking healthy lines. Motherfuckers is up in arms. Thanks for dividing the world. You goddamn germ, you motherfucker. This goddamn virus made the world into some pussies and fucking know-it-alls. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Everybody's showing their ass now, nigga. Storming the Capitol. What the fuck are y'all? Man, don't let everybody else see our weakness. Nigga, don't let the mother fucking continent see our fucking weakness, bitch. If we break down, bitch, they all coming to get us. They all about to come over, come down to America, bend them over, bend us over their lap, and spank us on the ass, okay? Because, nigga, we have been fucking over people for way too long. And if we become sick and weak, ooh, boy. I like speaking English and not having to speak any other language. You understand that? Do you get that? You don't have to speak other languages if you don't know, dude. But, nigga, if we get overruled, bitch, you better learn it. That's how it's going to be. Yeah, I don't know. I might just be speaking out of my ass, but you understand, nigga. Hitler, Stalin, Idi Amin, the fuck? How to become a tyrant? You better be careful. Niggas is out here waiting for motherfuckers to get weak so they can fucking pounce. Mm-mm. It happens. All big lions lose their day. Yeah, you're the king of the jungle till you ain't the king of the jungle no more. King of the jungle is a tiger. Tigers are way bigger. Tigers are fuck up a lion. Ligers, I don't know, but ligers might be playful. Tigers still might fuck up a liger. Oh, man. Peacemaker, nigga, let's talk about these shows. Have y'all seen Peacemaker yet? Oh, my God. Favorite, hands down. Nigga, John Cena, boom. Salute to you, sir. Salute to you, nigga. 5 times. Nigga used to be a rapper. Fucking knows Mandarin. Bitch. You are amazing, sir. And you swole for no reason. There's a reason. You need padding when you wrestle. But goddamn, sir, you are an amazing actor. Fucking kudos. That show, Peacemaker, oh, had me gut-wrenching laughing. Hey, HBO, hats off. That shit is good. Nigga, all the other shit, and I'm getting through The Wire as well. Oh, I love me some Wire. The Wire? Oh, I ain't never. All right, bitch, don't yell at me. Fuck y'all for people. I just never got around to doing it. Now I'm going to watch it, and I've watched it, and I'm on 5th season, and yo, you know, what the fuck? Come on. Come on, I love it. That's my shit. Nigga, y'all want to have a fucking a panel board about The Wire after I finish the 5th season, we can hit me up. Let's discuss, nigga. This has been... This has been what I've been doing on my time off, as I've just been relaxing my mind. I've just been watching content of other things that is great. Okay? And they go, oh, 10-year-old Tom and the life of Tim. Yeah. Okay, nigga, that dude, Steve, if you look it up, fucking amazing. Just the self-deprecating, break you down, escalating type of show. I love that shit. Shit is hilarious to me. Like, just the most absurd thing you can think of, and then escalate it from there. Oh, so good. Makes your anxiety jump. I like it. I like that shit. You know, that's another good show. If you're trying to get on these shows, nigga, Eternals finally came to HBO. Yeah, what y'all think about that Matrix? Nigga, I enjoyed the fuck out of the Eternals. That was good. I enjoyed every bit of that. Can't wait till the second one comes out. So good. Righteous Gemstones came back on. Oh. Adam McKay got his hands in everything. Everything good and silly. And then fucking Danny McBride, Mr. Eastbound and Down. What are we doing? That nigga can write his ass off. I want to be part of that crew. I want to be part of all that right there. Because, nigga, that's silly as shit. I like that type of writing. I like that type of humor. That's my type of humor. Just off the wall, nigga, random dick for no reason. Just full frontal. First 2 minutes of the show, full frontal penis. There you go. How y'all doing? No reason at all. This is how we living. Don't care for it too much because I'm black and, you know, we don't play dick games. But hilarious, my nigga. Do your thing. Not the dick thing, but just the show in general. Fucking funny as fuck. I miss it. Cop Shot, if you ain't never watched that movie. Fucking Gerard Butler, Frank Grillo, and I forget the chick's name. But fucking good movie. Just a good shoot 'em up. If you need a good shoot 'em up, well, that's a good shoot. Oh, speaking of good shoot 'em ups, let me tell y'all. Call of Duty Cold War. Get on it. PS5, oh, it's amazing. Nigga, I felt like a real gumshoe. Nigga, Carmen, where in the world was Carmen San Diego? I'd have found that bitch. I done found your stupid ass. Where you at, bitch? I found you. I deciphered your disc and everything. Oh, I felt like a boss. Nigga, going down, taking down syndicates and the people from fucking the KGB and all. Oh, bitch. And then I gotta figure things out. Nigga, who are the three bad people? Oh, let me tell you. I know who it is. Nigga, had to be a private investigator. I got evidence on this hoe. Oh, good times. Good times. That is a fucking great game. Great game. Yeah. Oh, and It Takes Two. If you haven't played a good multiplayer game, if you need a good multiplayer game to play with a good friend of yours, or maybe you and your old lady are fighting and y'all need to get back together, that is the perfect game to play. No lie. Because it's two couples that are separating, and, you know, they got a daughter in between them, and it's like, well, the daughter don't want to leave, and the daughter think it's her fault. And it's so sad, but it's not her fault. It's just the parents, they don't fucking, you know, they ain't got nothing in common no more. They don't fucking share their interest no more and shit. They just be, oh, I'm all work and I'm all homebody and yada yada yada, but fuck this kid that we got. And so, nigga, the Book of Love come out, and it's like, bitch, y'all tripping, man. Y'all got this child that's over here fucking whining and shit, and y'all pretending like y'all got headaches and y'all can't take care of her. Fuck that. I'm gonna bring y'all back together because y'all not getting a divorce. And it is a great game. Oh my God. You gotta do things together. Like, you have to do things together. It is a two player game that you have to play together. Split screen, and sometimes it's one platform. Oh. And it's an adult game. It's an adult game. Why am I yelling? I'm sorry. It's an adult game. It's more of an adult game because, like, there's adult situations that happen. And it's not easy. Like, this game was difficult to play. Like, you gotta be on one accord. Oh, I'm glad me and my brother are fucking good. Good siblings. I don't understand how people don't like their siblings and shit. How do you not like your family? How do you have problems with your family? How can you be like, nah, I ain't talked to my sister in years? What the fuck? What are you doing in your life? Like, that's your family. You grew up with that person. What the fuck wrong with you? Like, go make it up and go live life and enjoy. Think of me and my family going on a cruise next year. Or year after next. I don't know. It was family trips. We always used to go on fucking cruises. We used to always, we had a family vacation. This is kind of how we live now. It's too, for the summer, we always went on family vacations. Always. Every year. We'd drive somewhere. It's fucking Disney World, Pennsylvania, fucking Atlanta, Florida, fucking just Schlitterbahn. Come on, man. Dad would never let him see that, you know, things was getting to him. It just, that's another story. It's been some good times, man. I'm just, you know, keep moving, man. It's like the subliminal messages in this, in all of this. Like, what we're gonna do? Wop, wop, wop. Yeah, you know. Just keep on. You ain't doing nothing bad. Bitch, everybody loves what you're doing and they waiting for it. Are they? Who knows? Who's telling you what, nigga? How you finding out this information? Don't yell at me. All right. Them alter egos, man. Them alter egos will fucking get you. They sit up on the inside. Oh, I got a. I got some new sweater guards for y'all, man. It's a new way to go ahead and shed your sweater guards. And I think this is good. I think we can go ahead and take it this route now, because these have been fucking, I enjoy them. I enjoy them. Yeah. I've been having this discussion with some people because I just learned this year. Someone told me, I don't know how, I'm big Michael Jackson. Everybody's big fans of Mike, and everybody loves a good Michael Jackson song, you know. But what we've been having a debate about is misheard lyrics, right? And misheard lyrics are called mandagreens, right? That's the terminology for a misheard lyric. It's called a mandagreen. Mandagreen, I believe that's what it is. Yeah. When people misunderstand the lyrics in a song, they are not intentionally rephrasing. Of lyrics, which is called parody. And my mandagreen, which I guess is can fall into the Mandela effect, Mandela effects of all mandagreens, is the Michael Jackson song "Wanna Be Starting Something." Okay, now this is always fun because, swear to God, my nigga, I've always understood that at the end of the song it was "Mama Say, Mama Samba, Makusa." All right, what is that? No clue. It is nothing. It literally is nothing. Makusa means dance in like Cameroonian, but it still has nothing to do with "Mama Say, Mama Samba, Makusa." And it's like, why would you say that, Michael? Why would you say "Mama Samba, Makusa"? Like, what made you? And I can understand that. Like, there's certain things that just pop out of my head and that come in songs. Like, I think God wrote it, and it's like, put that in there, nigga. You gonna love that. Everybody else gonna love it. Boom. "Mama Say, Mama Samba, Makusa," and everybody goes around singing it. But other people hear other things. They don't hear that. They have the mandagreen going on, the mandagreen going on. And I was told this year, which had me believing not wholeheartedly that this is exactly what it was, because he had a very, very captivating argument. Just kind of like one of my friends actually almost convinced me, like, non-directly that Whataburger was good. Like, the way he described a Whataburger burger, like, it sounded like it wasn't going to be nasty like the Whataburger burgers that I've had. It basically sounded like the most juiciest, delicious burger ever, and there's no reason why I should be hating Whataburger. Just by the way he explained it. But Whataburger is gross still. I do not like Whataburger. No matter how much he explains it, you know. So that's kind of like, it's kind of like how this guy explained Mama Sema Masama Makusa to me, and what he felt it really said, his mandarin. He said, Mama say one more time, I'm not gonna stop. Mama say, and he will go around the job site singing those exact words. Mama say one more time, I'm not gonna stop. And it's like, is what? And you know, it's like, what the fuck? Where did you hear that from? He's like, that's what it is. And I was like, what? I was like, did you read the pamphlet or something? Do you have the original fucking paperback for this song? Like, who told you this? He was like, that's what it is. Mama say one more time, I'm not gonna stop. Like, I always thought it was Mama say Mama Sama Makusa. He was like, what is that? I was like, I don't know. He was like, no, why would he be saying that? He's like, I'm Mama say one more time, I'm not gonna stop. And I'm like, oh shit, what is that? What it is? No way. Had me believing for a while. Until you Google it. And it's like, nah, motherfuckers have all depictions on what they hear in certain songs, you know. Yeah, like I had a Billie Jean, you know, it's not my love. They said the chair is not my size, you know. The chair is not my size. Yeah, what? It's not what he says at all. Mandarin. Yeah. So, my sweater guards. Sweater guard. this is what other people think they hear. And this certain song, Wanna Be Starting Something. Misheard lyrics. This is fun. All right. A beast of body something. Try to get over. Yeah, a beast of body something? Really? I want to be starting something? That's what you're hearing? You're hearing a beast of body something? Okay. All right. Here goes. Your mama say my masa, I'm a makumsa. Am I insane or am I a monkey sock? Am I insane or am I a monkey sock? Am I insane or am I a monkey sock? Am I insane or am I a monkey sock? Am I insane or am I a monkey sock? Really? Monkey socks? What are monkey socks? Socks with monkeys on them? I don't even think they had monkey socks back then. They wouldn't have made monkey socks, or is it socks for monkeys? Bubbles might have had socks, right? Bubbles had socks. Michael Jackson's monkey, he put socks on them, didn't he? Socks and shoes, they had prehensile thumbs. Why would you put a sock on a monkey? This is going to be enjoyable. Oh, that's fun. Why would you, am I insane or am I a monkey sock? What do monkey socks have to do with insanity? That's what I want to know. If somebody could, like, chime in and let me know what insanity has to do with a monkey sock. Probably because it makes you think shit like that. Are you insane or are you a monkey sock? I don't know. Mama say mama say mama maku sock. God damn. Am I mambo stuck? Am I sane? Am I sad? Am I mambo stuck? Damn, that's hard to say. Really? Who's saying this? Am I sane? Am I sad? I'm mumbo stuck. Really? I love it. Let's keep going. And the pain is fatal and the pain is thunder. Nah, we don't like that one. And the pain is there and the pain is thunder.
Oh, this is my fun one. This is the fun one right here. This is a good one. I told this is for another mama say mama. Swear to God, okay? This is what these people think right here. Swear to God, nigga. Okay, this is what these people think right here. Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna.
Okay, Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna. Oh, who's thinking of these things, man? Is your toddler saying this shit?
Somebody's quoting a 5-year-old. And this is how we're getting this shit. No adults are thinking this. For the how long? Well, you probably were 5, and you're probably coming out thinking about it now. It's like, oh, that's what they said? Like, when I was 5, I always thought it was this. Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna. I love to say that. I'm going to probably name this podcast episode Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna. Because that's fun to say. But it's mama say mama say mama makusa. Nah, I'ma say one more time, I'm not gonna stop. Mama say one more time, I'm not gonna stop. That almost sounds close to it though. That's how you had me. That's how you got me. That's how you fucking got me. Badass. Oh, this was a fun one. Did they say that it were from the Yakuza? Did they say that they were from Yakuza? It doesn't ring off the tongue like Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna. You know, Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna. Bubba say Bubba zombie lasagna. I like that better. I still like that better. Yeah, you a vegetable. Do not play. You a vegetable. They eat of you. You're a vegetable. He does say you're a vegetable. You're a vegetable. You're a buffet. You're a vegetable. I was like, does he really say you're a vegetable? Yes. He's why? Why? Because, you know, they eat of you. You're a buffet. I get it. All right. Get your high heels on, and you look under. He's stuck in the mirror, and the pain is still there. Oh, no, that's no. Too high to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain and the thunder. And the pain is thunder. Mm-mm-mm. These lyrics, I tell you. Mike can write some shit if he wrote this, you know. Who was writing for Mike? Did Mike write his own shit? Or did other people write for Mike? Who wrote for Mike? I'm pretty sure this knowledge is out there. I just don't know of it. You know, Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson. He wrote a song about a mouse. Okay? Like, who wrote all the Michael Jackson music? Was he the only one? He had a, like, executive. So, no. Because when he went to Motown, like, other people, yeah. So, he wasn't. I know. Okay. My bad. All right. I understand. We get it. But you get it, right? You want to be starting something. It's... Mm-mm. You're going to sail on the song of Michael's song. What the fuck? Going to stay by the side of Michael's son. Nope. Going to sail at the sound of Microsoft. Going to say about my songs to Microsoft. Oh, wow. Nope. Going to save my money for Microsoft. Nope. Gonna save on the sale of my Mansa? Well, I don't know what that is. Gonna save on the price of Mongoose Hide. Gonna save on the sound of Arkansas. Gonna save on the sound of Michael Sauce. Gonna save on the sound. Okay. Gonna save on the sound of Knocking Shop. Gonna save on the sound of Monkey Slot. Monkey Slot. Gonna save on the sound of Monkey Slot. Gonna save on the sound of Monkey Star. Nope, that's not a good one. Gonna say it on the side of Michael's house. I like that one. I'm gonna say it on the side of Michael's house. If you get there, maybe watch out. Cover your buttholes. Gonna say it on the side of the mountainside. Oh yeah, that's what the in-house was talking about. Her mom used to say it. I'm gonna say it on the side of the mountainside. She used to say that's what the lyrics was. That's funny. So that's here. What did you think it was? Go ahead and text. Go ahead and email me. Email me and tell me a joke, yo, @gmail.com. Like and subscribe, bastard. I don't know. Gonna say what I saw on the mountaintop. All right. Gonna sell all my stock to Microsoft. Okay, all right. Gonna sing another song of Michael's song. No. Gonna stand on the side of Michael's song. All right. Got the beast out his son. What? No. What the fuck? Gotta be farting sunshine. Really? Now y'all just saying shit. All right, anyway, man, you get it. It's fucking mandarins. All right? So you learned something today, and hopefully you meditated about it, man. Touch your balls and your dick. I'm not just going to run out like that. I'm sorry. It's been good, though. It's been good. It feels good to be fucking doing this again, you know, just coming in fucking talking. I'm Bill Burr and this shit, man, and I've been doing it for, this is year number three rolling in, and let's keep it going, you know. I'm gonna be diligent. I got shit working. I got the wheels turning. All right, so nigga, we gonna keep this going, keep it rolling, fucking Kelly rolling. You know, thank y'all for always fucking listening, and thank y'all for the feedback and all the love and shit. You know, this is what keeps me motivated, keeps me pushing. So, yeah. This has been fun. I've been your host. Oh, this is Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of Jason the Dream. Now I've been your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. This is my radio voice on my way out. Y'all do enjoy.